History of Sierra de Lagos. The village known as Sierra de Lagos has been inhabited, at least, since the Neolithic period. Roman remains have also been uncovered, the most remarkable of which are undoubtedly the thermal baths and the necropolis. It is believed that Prince Don Fernando stayed overnight in Sierra de Lagos during the rather difficult battle for the city of Antequera. In 1549 this village fell under the jurisdiction of Estepa. The coat of arms that belonged to the Marquis of Estepa is inside the parish church. From a religious standpoint, this village depended on the vicarage, Vernulius, and due to this set of circumstances and this particular institution. It is a village that lies on the borderline between the provinces of Seville and Malaga. Water as a resource was extremely important element for its economic growth, especially its agriculture, which was to be known as Madre de la Cebada, which meant the best of all barley producers around. The search for underground water and its final discovery was, to a large extent, due to the perseverance of Mr. Francisco Granados Ajorna between the end of the 19th and the 20th centuries. However, in the 70s of the past century, his dream of finding water finally came true with the help of modern machinery. The local agricultural activity was the first to benefit from this new source of water, especially the olive groves, but other crops such as barley, sugarcane, beetroot, and, not to mention the rather newer industrialized varieties such as green asparagus, which are a truly new era in agriculture in the area. Practically, all the plain is sown with them along with other fruity and vegetable crops, something that was all made possible by the discovery of the abundant underground water reserves. One of the most important hamlets in the area is one known as Nova Hermosa, which started out as a colony halfway through the 20th century.